So I'm sorry that y'all got to hear this. I'm in the shower, but I just couldn't wait to talk about this. So I want to talk about loyalty. And, you know, that's a hard thing for people to give. You know, they can accept it. But really, you know, where my loyalty at? You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're going to talk about. So I had this girlfriend once, right? You know, 5, almost 6 years, I did everything for her. You know, I could have went to jail for her. But I'm not gonna get into those details, but basically, you know, through everything that I went through, I was down, I stayed down, you know what I'm saying? But she didn't understand that word, or she didn't know how to show, so she says. So my thing with her is her inconsistency and how she carries herself. See, now, I don't care how you carry yourself. I don't care how bad you think you are, how cute you think you are. There's always going to be somebody badder than you, cuter than you, that got more money than you. You know what I'm saying? But for her, it's like she didn't know. And I used to check her a lot about stuff like that. You know, and she used to say, oh, you BSing me right now, or you trying to lecture me, and all that. Like, no, I'm not here to be your teacher. I'm not here to be your father. I'm not here to be your mother. I'm not here to be none of that. But when you're with me, you're going to act right. You're going to act right. You're not going to be illiterate. You're not going to be dumb. You're not going to be none. Because I don't want to be around that. That is so lame. So I've known her 5, 6 years, right? You know, each year, it's like we wouldn't be together. So it would be on and off for like 5 or 6 years. And so this last year, this year, She so-called left to find better than me. Mind you, I'm not going to say her age, but she's still in school. And she's still with her mom and her little sisters. Correct. So mind you, she act grown, but she not grown. So I would check her about little stuff. It's like, damn, don't you got no home training? Like, what your mama didn't teach you? Like, you can't, you know what I'm saying, act how you acting. And you trying to be with me, that's dead. Because I'm going to fix you. I'm going to get you right. You're not going to do that. You're going to get in my face. Right. So, we're together on and off 5, 6 years. And so, the end of that, she leave, try to find better. She end up getting pregnant. Right? And then, like, a few months later, she come back, and my dumb ass, you know, I'm just like, yeah, just eating it up, not knowing what's happening, not knowing, like, what's going on, that she pregnant. But she come back, and, like, 3 days later, I'm like, what's wrong with you? Because I can tell, you know what I'm saying, there's something wrong with you, you know what I'm saying? Like, tell me. So, on the third day, I asked her, and it was on a Sunday, to be specific. And she goes and says, oh, I don't want to tell you, you're going to be mad at me, and all that extra goo gaga shit. And, you know, she tells me, my heart drops, you know, because it's like, dang, you know, even when me and her was on and off, I never went to nobody else, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, 5, 6 years on and off, that's long. But at the end of the day, my loyalty is more stronger than that. I don't care about none of that. If I'm with you or not, I'm loyal. You know what I'm saying? So, for her to try to come back in my life and bring some other nigga baby, that's dead. So I'm thinking like, damn, she done really get a number on me, right? So I'm like, man. So I'm trying to play it cool. I cry, and you know, when I cried, You know, now I don't give a fuck. Excuse my language. But now I don't care. So, you know, recently we had just broke off everything. Because I wasn't with that. Like, it took me hecka long to realize, like, I don't want to do that. Like, you're not going to sit up here and be goo goo gaga and in a child face that you can't afford or take care of. Like, that's, and then you have your mama watching, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then you still be trying to go out. Like, what are you doing? Like, you so goo goo gaga over this baby, but you trying to go hang with friends and turn up. You can't do all that. So I used to get on her about that. She used to get mad, but I don't care. That goo goo gaga shit got you in the same position you in now. Nowhere. In a worser position, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna rant to y'all. I just need to know, was I tripping for trying to stick it out with her dumb ass? Or, you know, I don't know. But I tried, man. I just couldn't do it no more.